Welcome back. I am your host, the Susan Anime O'Hagan, and today we're going to talk about some text from Dog. We are about two Disney facts, cool stuff about Beyond the TR, the stories, plus influences, the legends, princesses. Let's get to it and do it. Ooh, this was from March 1st. Dog, I had a great idea to make us some money, but it didn't work. You have to come to the bank. I'm stuck in one of the air vents. Silly dog. This seems like my cat more than my dog. She's too sweet. Saturday and Sunday, March 2nd and 3rd, 2024. I'm tired of having boring dog. I'm not saying that word. I want glow-in-the-dark. But buy me some glow-in-the-dark, the glow-in-the-dark from the fancy glow-in-the-dark store. We need to have another talk about basic biology. Today is my birthday. How old am I? Old. Like, weirdly old. Like, he definitely should have died by now old. Like, he made a deal with the devil for eternal life old. Don't even joke about that. If you did sell your soul to Satan, I'm going to give you such a pinch. I believe this one was yesterday's. March 5th, 2024. You called me out of a meeting. What do you want? Dog is typing. You've been typing for 25 minutes. Are you about to send me an essay? What are you typing? Why are you typing, you dumb dog? Dog is up chat. Oh my god. And this is from today's. Just ate an entire box of pills. Great, now I have to leave work and take you to the vet. Well, that was a waste of everybody's time. Oh, excuse me for being a dog. I thought milk duds were a type of pill. Wait, no. I got yesterday's. I got tomorrow's here. I guess we'll do one more and then we're done with these for a couple of days. Tomorrow's. Do you think ignorance is bliss? I don't know. How long does the ignorance last? About 3 minutes. Is the ceiling leaking? Make that 15 seconds. And on the back we have some, what is the worst phrase of sex? Okay, we'll do that later. Weird, but you Disney facts. Okay. When ride vehicles from Dumbo, the flying elephant at the Mad Tea Party were donated to the Smithsonian Institute, they received a police escort through Washington, D.C. Spaceship Earth at Epcot weighs about 60 million pounds. Okay. Once upon a dream. Origins and inspirations. Walt Disney once said, animators can explain whatever the mind of man can conceive. At the time, the filmmakers likely didn't know how much influence his own vibrant, magical animation would have on the public consumption. But since the late 1930s, Disney animated features have become part of our collective identity, and with them, the Disney princesses. Each Disney princess reflects the era in which she was created, but her resulting culture influence extends from beyond. From Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs in 1937 to Moana in 2016, continuing onward, it's clear that each era's collective dreams and values are mirrored in its respective Disney films. The Memories of the Princess and the Dream of the Princess has a very much guide by what's going on in the world at that particular moment, explains Dr. Tracy Mollett, author of Once Upon an American Dream, A Cultural History of Disney Fairy Tale. What is it they're dreaming of? How old they are? What is it they're hoping for? What kind of relief they're wanting for from their everyday lives? That very much changes as we go through history. The princesses are vehicles through which this dream and this happily ever after journey happens. The way Disney princesses are designed and animated has also evolved over the decades. For many years, the characters were developed by concept artists and animators who often drew on real-life actors or little characters as inspiration. Although they were placed in fairy tale worlds, early heroes like Snow White and Aurora took on the fashion and style of the characters' eras. Live-action footage was also used as a reference to help the animators draw realistic movements as early as Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. The actress who acted out the scene for the animators had tremendous impact on how the princess looked and moved. There has been an increasing emphasis on cultural and historical research, with Walt Disney Animation Studios embracing diversity and inclusivity as key elements of its filmmaking. For example, Disney formed the Oceanic Story Trust, the culture advisory group, to ensure accuracy in Moana 2016. Animators occasionally shoot the live-action references using themselves as models rather than bringing in actresses, which means that the filmmakers, their inspiration, and their values can also be inspired from the characters. While all of the Disney princesses showcase qualities audiences can also be inspired for the characters. While all of the Disney princesses showcase qualities audience can admire, there is a clear progression in the protectiveness as the time goes on. As women gain more gender equality within society, so did the characters. Ariel, for example, dreamed of a world beyond her own and did whatever it took to get herself there, an inspiration she had long before she laid eyes on Prince Eric. Our on-screen heroes reflect the time in which they were created. An audience can see the influence on the different time periods on the characters and their actions. These are mythic tales that have been around long before Disney, explains Beauty and the Beast 1991 screenwriter Linda Wolverton. The stories come from legends and myths and fairy tales and have had an impact on people for generations. Walt Disney, with his animated creations, makes sense of the world. The stories depict on how people go through hardship and come out the other side and what it takes for them to do it. Every single period in our world's history approaches these answers in different ways, especially for women. Once upon a time, growing up, Walt Disney was surrounded by stories, including the fairy tales of the Brothers Grimm and Hans Christian Andersen. His grandmother read the beloved tales to him in the evenings. Sitting Walt off on a lifelong love for the genre, it was the best of day for me, and the stories and the characters in them seemed quite as real as my schoolmates and our games. Walt recounted, "All of the characters in the fairy tales I love, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, the best. As a teenager in 1917, Walt saw a free showing of Paramount silent film Snow White, starring Margaret Clark in his hometown of Kansas City, and the story stayed in the back of his mind as he began pursuing a career in animation. From the beginning, Walt understood that using established stories was the best way to approach animated stories. One of his early Laugh-O-Gram films from 1922 was a Jazz Age take on Cinderella, and he subsequently created a series in the early 1920s known as the Alice Cinderella, 1924 to 1927, loosely inspired Lewis Carroll's Alice Adventure in Wonderland. Later, Walt's Silly Sympathy series included well-known tales like The Three Little Pigs, The Tortoise and the Hare, as well as the jazz-themed Music Land, which featured a princess character. These early shorts, practically the Silly Sympathy series, were a great success, and in 1933, Walt had the idea to make a full-length animated feature film. Several ideas that were thrown around for what story to use, including a possible adaptation of the 1923 book Bambi, A Life in the Woods, but eventually Walt landed on Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, which he referred to as the perfect story. In 1935, Walt and Roy Disney, along with their wives, Lillian and Edna, embarked on an European tour through England, France, Germany, and Italy, an opportunity to seek out inspiration for Snow White and feature films. Well, I hope you all like this, and we will continue more of the story. Have a great and wonderful day. Bye for now.